You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Accusations continue to fly against Sean Diddy Combs, and in the last week, we heard the name Jay-Z added to the list as one of the now defendants in the civil suit, or one of the many civil suits. Could be up to 300, according to attorney Tony Busby, against Diddy, and now we have Jay-Z listed on one of them. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I think we've all heard the details of this by now. We can go into some in just a little bit, but just let me ask you on this. Is this the accusations against Jay-Z on this suit? Is this all a lot of hype? I mean, obviously he's a big name, so everybody's going to jump on it and everybody's going to be, oh my gosh, Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that, but it is an accusation. It is a sole accusation. How many legs do you think this thing has as we start to learn more about this?
Well, I give some credence to it because even though it happened in 2000, the person making the allegation gives a lot of details. And whenever you give a lot of details like that, you either paint yourself in a corner, and either A, it can be corroborated, or B, it can't. So it can help Jay-Z in a sense because there's such specificity.
Mm-hmm. Or it could hurt him as well if they can prove down to the details of what they're talking about. What, I mean, obviously this is a civil case. I'm going to guess, because of the federal investigation, that the feds will end up taking a look at the accusations in this as well, as they're looking at everything with Diddy. What sort of things, looking back, what sort of things can this individual, this Jane Doe, testify to that would help corroborate her story?
Well, there's a couple of things, right? Her story is very specific, describing the driveway, describing where the events took place, describing the events of what happened. She actually says a driver picked her up. So who's this driver? Can they identify him? Can he corroborate any of this? They also, of course, say an unidentified, female star. Who is that unidentified female star? I mean, they know who it is. They just haven't released it, just like they knew it was Jay-Z initially saying unidentified male star. I think the reason that they took a while to identify at least Jay-Z is because they were building up their case. I mean, we haven't seen it all, and I think they wanted to make sure they could prove it at least civilly.
I mean, it's quite a dangerous territory one would walk into by naming someone like Jay-Z with an accusation like this of him with a 13-year-old. That's life ending, career ending, family ending, everything ending. If it's not true, that I think would be fairly large grounds for a lawsuit against whoever is making these claims publicly and for the damages that this is inevitably causing, true or not.
Yeah, you know, defamation suits, certainly you would have the, if it proved to be false, you would have that extent of it. But until Jay-Z is harmed, you know, it's hard to make a defamation suit. So we would have to see him being removed, you know, from advertising or from labels or suffering huge, you know, or at least some financial loss. But yeah, I mean, in other words, I think to your point, why is this person putting themselves up for something like that with something they don't believe is true? And look at how it falls in line with exactly what we're hearing happened with Diddy and all of his other claims.
It does. And I completely agree. It falls in line. The problem with that, though, now being these stories have been out there. There's tons of them now. Dare I say, I don't know, like probably maybe more than 100 at this point of accusations against Diddy, where it's the same sort of setup, the same sort of story of how things progressed. The fact that a lot of that info is out there now, though, that kind of shows, I mean, anybody could just jump in now and say, yeah, that exact same thing happened to me, too.
I 100% agree. But in this case, as I said, she gives so much specificity. Mm-hmm. She even talks about going to a gas station, I doubt, clear from 2000. Obviously, there's probably going to be no footage at all. But, you know, they could be the same owners.
Yeah.
And oftentimes at these, you know, small gas station, specifically if it's a family run, you know, Circle K type situation, mm-hmm. some of those people keep those stations for a long period of time. So you can bet that they're going to be looking and trying to corroborate if they haven't already. And law enforcement is also going to be looking into all of this.
Well, and of course, I can also take a look if any things exist, if she talked to anyone back then about these accusations, especially like an official type individual, like a therapist or something of that nature. That may have records. I don't know if that exists or not, but if it does, all that could certainly corroborate, which you're going to need something if you're going to go against a person like a Jay-Z or a Diddy. Were you surprised at all, Jennifer, by the reaction of Jay-Z to the accusations of this abuse and that long, fairly detailed, fairly, just curt letter of utter denial?
No, I wasn't. I think he's got to do that. And, he took the expected course of action, which is to counter sue and say, listen, this is all rubbish. So I think he took the expected and correct course of action.
Yes, correct. Of course, if you're innocent, without a doubt, would someone who is guilty do that? Would someone who is guilty counter sue on claims like this, betting that the person will back down because Jay-Z certainly has far more resources and power than the victim or the alleged victim here?
Oh, absolutely. It's still the right move to make, whether you're innocent or whether you're guilty, because you want to have the appearance of being innocent. And you know where I think this all, and it'll be down the road, could take quite an interesting turn if Diddy does decide to do some sort of deal. And in other words, instead of getting life, he says, listen, I'll take 20 years because at least I can get out, and starts turning on all of these people. I think that is just very possible. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's kind of the top guy, at least from what we know as of now. We know he also consorted with a lot of very powerful people. What could he have to say about them? But this could possibly, you know, be legitimized by Diddy himself. And what about all the tapes? I mean, it sounds like we have just hours and hours, days and days of tapes. Could any of this have been captured? In other words, this 13-year-old that was allegedly raped, could it be on tape somewhere?
That's a good question. We're talking, you know, a quarter of a century ago, were they taping back then? I mean, you didn't really have digital ways of recording to the level that we do now in terms of space and size. I mean, it existed, but not to the level of it does today. That would probably be more physical tapes or data or something of that nature, if they even exist. All that being said, the idea of Diddy being the one that turns for a lesser sentence, how could that be looked at as I guess, factual? I mean, you'd certainly have the tapes, anything there, you can look at it and go, yep, you did this, you're saying you did it, you're on tape doing it. But what about cases like this where there may not be a tape or anything like that, and Diddy's essentially maybe out to try and spread the blame a bit, try and get some of the weight off of him, because right now it's mainly all flaming on him, and now Jay-Z's getting burned by it a bit too. But if you start saying, oh yeah, Jay-Z's part of this, and this person's part of this, and that person's part of this, and that person's part of this, whether they are or not, it does make me wonder about him flipping, and if he were just to start naming off names in general, and how much can we believe Diddy if he so much, you know, flips?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, number one, misery loves company. Nobody wants to go down for all of this, and yet he had other people doing the same thing, if that's accurate. Of course, that is a lot of the allegation. In a lot of these, they say multiple people were involved in the abuse, not just Diddy, and others stood by and watched. So just say, hypothetically, down the road, if Diddy flips, and then we have the female celebrity that watched, and then you have this woman. Now you have three against one, and then also possibly named would be that driver. And if the driver comes forward, yeah, you know, I did take her here, and then I didn't take her away. Now you start seeing it, especially from a civil vantage, preponderance of the evidence, you know, possibly a win.
Do you see something more like that almost being in reverse, though, with the people who may have witnessed this, maybe that female celebrity that's been not named, anybody else who may have seen and never said anything, but could somehow be, you know, brought into this with some sort of possible liability, civilly or criminally? I would think those would be the people that would flip before Diddy would. Or is it maybe a matter of who can do it quick enough once they realize this is the best path for myself?
No, I agree with you. In the hypothetical, I'm talking way down the line. If his attorneys feel like that's the best course for him being able to get out the soonest. So way down the line, I think we're going to see a lot of other people that possibly have already cooperated with federal authorities, statements they've already given. And so I think a lot of people are cooperating behind the scenes. We just can't see.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to tracemineralz.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at tracemineralz.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.